Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, 251-0201-0025-4234.
Okay, let me pull up your information real fast. Okay, is this Elite Granite Fabrication?
Yes, sir.
All right. And who am I speaking with?
Shane Skinner.
Shane Skinner. Okay, and are you the owner?
Yes.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
520-465-7401.
You said 520, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me just verify some information I have here on file, and I'll be free to answer any questions. We're still at 4750 Bargout Place.
Yep.
Okay, Tucson, Arizona, 85745.
Yep.
Okay. Is this a mobile phone you're calling from, or is this the company phone number?
It's same, both.
Okay. And how do you structure your company, LLC, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and how long have you guys been in business for?
Almost 3 years.
Oh, okay. Right on. Okay, so yeah, so we have many programs available, so depending on your specific needs, just let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction here.
Well, here's my deal right now. I took a loan out from Bondec just about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out great, made my payments, great, all fine and dandy.
Okay.
The problem is that I'm looking for a little bit longer term and a little bit of more of a payment where it's not a daily rate thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys offer anything like that that's not a daily rate? Because I'm getting a quote from them right now. Obviously, because I've already got a loan with them to see what they can do for me. But... you know, you guys have been hitting me pretty hard, so I want to know what you guys can do for me as well.
Okay, sure. Just curious on that on deck one, what are they offering you?
I don't know yet. They're working on it.
Oh, they're working on it. Okay. Yeah. So I know who on deck is. I mean, we work, you know, hand in hand with them. They're one of our competitors, and a lot of the times we can beat what they offer quite a bit all the time. Now, I know
I guess let me go back and say this too.
Sure.
You know, they gave me a $40,000 loan, and it was like $169 a day to pay it back. It's been fine. It's been great. I'm not complaining about it at all. So I've made all the payments.
Okay.
The problem is that I'm looking for a little more.
Right.
Than I think what they're going to be able to offer me. You know, I noticed that you guys sent this thing that I was pre-approved for $250,000. I'm sure that's bull. I mean, I'm sure you guys do that just to get me to call, but I'm not looking for that much. I'm looking for right around 100.
Okay.
To expand my business, and there's a lot of things I wanted to do. The whole reason I took the on loan capital was to build a relationship with them so that I could come back in a year and do what I need to do, and now I'm ready to do that. And I just don't think that they're going to step up to the plate like I thought they were going to.
I gotcha. Some of the things that happen when you deal with like on deck and things like that, because I know them pretty well. I, you know, like I said, they're our competitors. The thing with on deck is that they're, you know, kind of big, and so they don't really step up to the plate like you said. Sometimes they will promise you this all this stuff, you know, when they first talk to you in the beginning, and then when it comes back around to you know, step up. They don't do it. They don't act on it. The thing with us is that we are 100% a relationship-based bank. Now, I know you've dealt with working capital loans before, and which is great because you understand how it works with the daily payments, weekly payments, or monthly payments, which we all offer. And if you're looking for $100,000, I mean, that's definitely something that we could do. Now, you said you're looking to expand. What are you... Are you trying to buy a new building? What are you going to exactly do with the money?
Yeah, I think I'm going to get in. I don't think I'm going to buy a new building. I think I'm going to get into a space and get equipment.
Okay.
It's time. I'm doing a huge project up in Phoenix, and it's actually starting this month.
Oh, nice.
And it's 33 condos. And, you know, I do granite countertops. So the company that I'm doing this for is I'm already bidding on, like, you know, another $200,000-$300,000 worth of work.
Mm-hmm.
So the space that I'm in right now is too small. Plus, I need to get some more equipment, new sods, you know, things like that. And, you know, I just want to expand it and get a little bit more comfortable with my production. So that's what I'm looking at. And I was going to do it a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And OnDeck was like, well, if you do this loan with us and you pay it back, you know, once you get halfway through the loan, you know, we'll go ahead and we'll probably give you whatever you want because we have the relationship built with you. And I knew as soon as I came back and they're just going to be playing their games again, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They got their interest out of their money, so
yeah.
I'm looking for something different. I'm looking for something a little different. You know, I want to do $100,000, and I want to do a monthly payment instead of a daily thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be automatically taken out of my bank account like OnDeck did. I just don't want it to be a daily thing. It's kind of hard to keep track of. You know what I mean?
Sure. No. I understand where you're coming from because it's hard to budget for cash flow and things like that. Now on the daily, I know it's only 5 days a week. I'm sure you know that. Now the thing with that is the reason people give you the daily payback in the beginning is really honestly to build that relationship. Now I have had people, you know, get qualified for, you know, weekly and monthly. Now that all depends on, you know, what you look like on paper, how good the business is, and the health of that stuff. So, I mean, what I always do is I try to get you guys qualified for the best programs out there, you know, for the most amount, for the longest term, and then we work back from there. So even if you do, you know, get qualified for that whole $250,000, you don't have to take all of that. You can actually take just that $100,000, and then, you know, we can go from there. So that's what I always do. I start off always trying to get you guys best programs
is
available.
$100,000 mm-hmm. based on my monthly bank deposits?
What that is, it's based off of your initial, yeah, so the initial look at the business, like we see that you did stuff, you know, with OnDeck, and so we pre-selected you. Just curious, what is your gross annual sales?
I mean, this year it looks like it's going to be over 300.
Okay.
I'm depositing in between 25 and 35,000 a month in my company. August I did 66,000.
Oh wow!
Just
okay.
In 1 month. So
that's
very good. It is good, and So based on that, you know, if my deposits are between 25 and 35,000 a month. You know, what can you do just off the top of your head? My credit score should be over 700. I mean, obviously you guys sent this for Elite Granite Fabrication, so I don't know what my company credit is, but mm-hmm. you guys know, don't you? Or no?
Yeah, so what that is we, you know, we take a look at your credit, but it's going to go off of your business credit. And, you know, you said you're over 700, so I'm sure it's fine. So based off of those numbers you gave me right there, you know, you're probably making about, yeah, over 300 a year. So based off of that, we could probably free up maybe about, you know, 30 to 100, somewhere around there, is what you probably get qualified for. Now, like I said, I'm going to try to get you qualified for the most amount. So now, even if it comes back and says, oh, we only got you for, let's just say, like 70 or something like that.
Right.
You know, and I know this is going to sound just like OnDeck, and I, you know, but if you do stick with us, what you can do is halfway through that term, we can take a look at it again, but you qualify for additional funding, so you can take out more and, you know, make the terms longer. So that's one option that we can do, and we do it all the time.
Hey, hold on one second.
Yeah, sure.
Windshield in my truck. Hang on a second.
Yeah, I got you, man. No worries.
We're a private business company in San Diego. I got you. I just wanted to touch base there. Hey, hold on. I'm going to go outside here. You need the signature.
Yeah, I got you. You're all right.
Is it in a good spot?
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see if I could just get the total's going to be 237. That's including the wipers. I don't know if you're going to go ahead and want the wipers.
Yes, I do want the wipers.
Okay. So do I just leave them somewhere?
Well, are you? They're just the blades.
Okay. Yeah, they're just the blades.
You want to just put them in for me?
Yeah.
And then I'll just put the cowl in and all that stuff when.
When you're ready.
When I'm ready.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
All right. I'll sign that. When you're done, just holler at me and I'll come out and give you your check. Does it come with this?
Nah. If you want me to just go ahead and take them off? I have to take them off so I can get the glass, but the only thing that comes is with the top molding.
Okay, can you clean these real good? Do you have something to clean it with?
I'll give it a try. I'll give it a try. I got some purple scrubs that we usually use for, you know, cleaning with the urethane of the glues. But, I don't know how clean they'll get, but I'll give it a try.
Just do what you got to do.
Sounds good.
Does it come with that thing, or do you got to take that thing off and for the mirror?
The mirror bracket? No, it comes with the mirror bracket.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. All right. Thanks.
No problem.
All right. So the application,
mm-hmm.
What's the easiest way to get that to you? Because my printer's all jacked up.
And okay.
It doesn't scan. Something's going on. I have an iMac, so... It doesn't read between the things. I have it hardwired and everything. Is it easier for you to fill out the information, email it to me? I can print it out and then take a picture of it, signed and sent back.
Yeah, I could do that. Or so you can't print what's? Can you print? You can't print, can you?
I have this business loan application here that came in the mail with all this stuff. Do you want me to just fill that out and take a picture and email it to you?
Yeah, if you could do that, that'd be worth. Is that want to say like fax to fund or something like that?
The fax thing's not working. It's not hooked to a landline. I don't have any landlines at my house. I shut them all off.
That's okay. I was just trying to figure out which one that you got in the mail.
Oh, it's
Does it say fax to fund on it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That'll work. Fill out, you can take a picture of it and send it to me email. But let me just ask you a few more questions about what's going on here.
Okay.
Yeah, so I want to tell you too, you know, I'm going to be upfront with you. I'm going to be 100% honest. I'm not going to, you know, promise you the world and not, you know, provide. So, you know, that's one thing. I do hold credibility very high and I want to be straight up with you. So based off of that, when were you looking to get this by?
But I don't know. As soon as it gets approved, I guess. As soon as
possible. Okay. And I know you brought up equipment a little bit. You said you're trying to bring on some equipment. What kind of equipment? Just like some saws or like materials, or were you thinking about like trucks or something? Or?
Yeah, it's a big bridge saw, and then possibly a Pro Edge and some routers and things like that. And then just to move I'm going to rent a building and a shop, so all of that costs.
Okay. Okay. Because I'm trying to see if I can break it down here. How much do those saws usually run?
Probably about $40,000.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Because what we can do...
It's not a skill saw, dude.
No, I got you, man. No, that's why I was curious. Okay. Yeah, so it's a giant saw. Okay, so what we can do there, for real...
Yeah, I mean, these are saws that cut granite that's like 10 feet long by 6 feet high.
Damn, that's a big saw.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty awesome. What we could do there is we could break this up. So if you were looking to do that too, we could do an equipment financing for you. Like, do you already have the vendor of like who you're getting that from?
Yeah, it's from Park Industries. But, you know, I don't know if I'm going to, how soon that's going to be able to do that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, because the equipment financing...
Are you trying to break it down to just do an equipment finance thing?
Well, that way, because what we could do there is if you're looking for that equipment, you know, and the capital, we could do it that way. We could use the capital for expansion, you know, of the new space, and then for the equipment, we could do it equipment financing, which is a little bit different. That's more of like your traditional loan, so it's going to be the longer terms, like, you know, anywhere from 2 years to 6 years. Right. You know, really nice rates on those. That's pretty much the other thing too, dude. Yeah.
I run three different businesses under my Elite Granite Fabrication umbrella.
Okay.
So the other thing I do is I flip houses, and the other thing I do is I remodel.
Okay.
So, you know, my capital that I'm trying to get is for strictly, mainly for my granite company, for the expansion of that, just because of what I got going on. But
okay.
It's also going to be maybe flip a house or two.
Okay.
And I just did one and sold it and made like $40,000 on it. So
nice.
You know, that's one of the things that I'm trying to do, to be honest with you, so that you know where my head's at.
Yep, I appreciate it. No, and I totally understand. And you have to realize that the capital loans, it's unsecured cash, so you can do whatever you want with it. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's yours. So take it and, you know, you can go to Vegas if you wanted to.
No, I
no, but yeah, you could. Trust me, we've had people do it before. It's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. That's called a problem.
Yeah, right. You think?
Did they put that on the application?
I'm gonna take
your guys' money and go to Vegas, man. Try to double it.
Yeah, right. You want to come with? Man, crazy, man. So, I mean, because I want to make this work for you, and this is the smartest way to do it. Like, I'm one of the senior reps over here. I've been here for a while, so I do this all the time. So, what we could do, because if you're looking for that equipment as well, it's going to be a much better loan for you. It's a better rate. It's a better, trust me, that's the loan you want to do for equipment. You don't want to take out all the capital and use all that towards the equipment, because that's just... It's just dumb, to be honest.
I'm still going to have access and do what I need to do with it when I want.
Oh yeah, absolutely, of course, yeah. Okay. So it's just like a normal, you know, like a car loan or something like that. You know, if you take out a car loan, you know, you're just paying monthly on that. So that's what's better about that.
So here's what I would want to do if it's going to be broken down into an equipment loan. I'd want to do a Pro Edge, which is $60,000, and it's an automatic digital programmable edge detailer for the granite edges for countertops.
Okay.
And it automatically goes and grinds it and polishes it. That's 60 G's, maybe more.
Okay.
The saw is about $40,000. So it's roughly $100,000, and that's what I'm looking for. If I approve for more, you know, another $15,000-$20,000 for a forklift, you know, I need that to move the slabs around, you know,
mm-hmm.
So be it. But what my goal is, dude, to be honest, is to try to get around $100,000 of money that I can use for pretty much whatever I need it for.
I gotcha. And because you said your credit is pretty good, right? You said it's above 700?
I think it's right around 700. It could be higher. It could be a little lower, maybe 670 at the lowest.
Okay.
That's
all right. I think that would be the best option for you really here, Sean. What you can do is we can fill out both of the applications, application for the working capital, application for the equipment, and then that way I can get you approved for the most amount on the capital and the most amount for the equipment. And that way, that would be the best way, because you said you have a vendor, and the thing we'll need to look at is just, you know, like the invoice for that.
Yeah, you can go on the website and look at them, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know how I would be able to get the invoice for that, but you could look up on their website, you know, Park Industries.
Park Industries, okay. Mm-hmm. When were you thinking of getting these two pieces of equipment?
I want to try to do it at the beginning of the year.
Okay, so that's... So,
yeah, it's kind of small, and the saw is all old and shit, so...
Okay, so that's not, like, your biggest priority then right now. So the biggest priority is just for the expansion in new space.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
How much are you making on those 33 condos?
The total... The contract's for $85,000. It's 33 units... two slabs a unit, but it's going to go probably well over $120,000 because they have upgraded choices in it. Everybody's picking the upgraded color. So I'd probably say lowballing it, I'd probably say about $105,000 total contract. At the end of the day, I'll probably make about $50,000 on it.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just doing. That's right. I'm just doing some hand. I'm just doing some hand notes here. Okay. Let's see here.
And then I do a lot of residential in Tucson, and you know I do residential and commercial, and you know I probably do two kitchens a week.
Damn. How long does it take you to finish it?
A couple days.
Yeah.
Once you get the templates, you know, you got to get the templates, and then you got to cut it and lam it and start doing all the edge details, sink cutouts, backsplash.
Yeah.
Takes a couple of days to get it fabricated, and then we go and install it.
I gotcha. What do you think is more busy, residential or commercial?
Residential for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of remodeling, though, not a lot of new construction.
Okay. Yeah, man, cool. So I think this would be the best option for you. I really do. Because I know you don't need the equipment right away. That's not your biggest, you know, concern. But what we can do is if you want to, what we will do is we'll get you qualified for the most amount on the working capital. If you want, you can fill out the equipment application as well. That way I'll already have it here on file. And then I will try to get you approved for the most amount on that too. And then that way, when you get like the vendor and the invoice, you can shoot that over my way, and we can take a look at it and all that stuff. That would be the best way to do that and go about that. So, why don't we do this? I'll send you an email. The paperwork is really light, you know. And since you've been probably dealing with OnDeck, I'm sure you have it here really fast. It's just the applications, bank statements, and the tax returns, and that's pretty much it.
How many months of bank statements?
Six. Six most recent.
Okay, so the tax returns are done. I have copies of those.
Okay.
I don't know what page in the tax return you specifically need. But, you know, I'm a business owner, dude, so I deduct the shit out of it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So for the past 2 years, I have only showed, you know, $30,000 net income. Because I ain't going to pay, you know, freaking 15% on what I really made.
I gotcha. No, we go off the gross, so it's the top line.
Okay.
But really, the only pages that we kind of really need is just the first page and the Schedule C, I think it is. It's like the ownership breakdown.
Okay. So how do I get all of this over to you?
Whatever the easiest way for you. You can either fax it. And my email will have, like, my contact information on there, and I'll have the fax number, all that stuff. You can either fax it, email it, or you can
take a picture,
you know,
of it with my phone and email it to you.
Yeah, that works, too. That's fine.
It seems to be the easiest way to do it.
Sure. That's fine. That's totally fine.
All right, well.
Yeah, what's a good email for you, Shane?
It's stoneslayerx@aol.com. Okay.
All right, stoneslayerx@aol.com.
Yep.
Cool. All right, man, so I will send it over to you.
What are you sending to me? You're sending me the application, the two applications, and then just
yeah.
The stuff you need?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And at the bottom will have my contact information.
All right, well, I'm going to put I'll get it all done right now and send it all back to you.
Cool. All right, sounds good. And
I have a shitload of emails coming to you because on the bank statements, I'll do the last 6 months. I've already got them set out and ready to go. I have to take pictures of them and send them to you one page at a time. But
okay.
I'll mark on the top what page it is and what for what month.
Okay, that'll work. Yeah, I can format it all. That's totally fine. All right, man. And if you have any questions, you know, feel free to give me a call or anything, and then I will. Probably have an answer, hopefully, for you maybe by tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
We're pretty fast on that. And, you know, if you like what we have to offer, we can probably get you, you know, funded by the end of the week, hopefully.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. Well, just I'll get them filled out and get them to you.
Cool, man. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, Shane.
Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.